Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete.
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into KSL Sports, KSL News Radio. New era in BYU basketball as Kevin Young leads the program, and he's assembling his coaching staff. And the first hire on that staff is assistant coach Brandon Dunson, who joins me now. And, Coach, welcome to the show, and welcome to BYU.
No, I appreciate it. I'm super excited to be a part of this.
So tell us, how did – you connect with Kevin Young? Was there a previous relationship before you got hired with BYU?
Well, it's actually funny. So I guess it had been 3 weeks ago now when he got hired. Me and Kevin Young had never had one conversation. He called me the day he got hired. I was actually finalizing a deal with another university that Thursday. So he got hired on that Tuesday, calls me. I go down to Phoenix that night, and then we meet the next morning and stayed in contact for a little bit. And that's kind of how it went down. But we've got a lot of mutual friends. We worked together with some of the same guys when he was at the Suns and I was at some of my stops. I'm very close with one of his brothers. And so there was just a lot of mutual friends and coworkers and getting to know each other, and everything checked out on his end, checked out on my end. And really when I got to sit down with him, that was the big thing, and just seeing his vision, the type of person he is, how he wants to run the program, and then obviously knowing the university and the values of the university and what it stands for. It just felt like it was perfectly aligned for me.
And what were kind of the key aspects of that vision that appealed to you?
He wants to win championships and build to win championships and develop pros, which we've both had a part of doing in the past. And, but the way he wants to do it the right way, the right type of people. He's not a win at all costs by any means. That's not who he is. He wants to do it the right way, do it with integrity. And he's very humble in the way he comes about things. And, since I've known him now for the last 3 weeks, he's the same guy every single time. Like you get one version of Kevin, and it's just very, very encouraging that he's been so successful and done it with such humility and such integrity. And so that's something I wanted to be a part of.
Talk with Brandon Dunson, BYU basketball assistant coach here on KSL. And over these past few weeks, you know, Coach Young has juggled two jobs. Now it's all systems go for BYU now that his work with the Suns is in the rearview mirror. But how kind of hectic for both you and him and the communication is. You two are the only, you know, official titles on the staff. Yeah. How crazy has it been these past few weeks?
Yeah, it's honestly been a lot. And I mean, we have multiple calls at midnight and 1 a.m. trying to make things work. And a credit to him. Like for me, I've been just locked in on BYU and trying to do what I can do from a recruiting standpoint, from a development standpoint, and doing all that, obviously, while I'm transitioning with the move and everything. But, I mean, he's put so much into it, and I would tell you he's probably averaging 4 hours of sleep because he has been – I mean, literally, they were in game two, and I think it was 13 minutes before tip-off, and he's texting me about a kid. And I literally text him back and said, KY, worry about winning the game. We can talk about this later. But he's been so invested both ways, but it definitely has been hectic, and it'll be good to be able to get some fluidity with what we're doing and be able to get into the offices with each other every day so we can sit face to face and handle a lot of these things.
Were you there in Phoenix for game three? And if so, how was that experience?
Yep. I was there with the guys. It was amazing. And the guys got to see him work book out on the floor. And then it was a great game. Obviously, the fourth quarter kind of derailed it for the Suns. But, no, it was a very special deal to see all the guys there. And it's crazy because it was actually my first time meeting the guys formally. So that was it was fun.
Talk with Brandon Dunson here on KSL. And Coach, I'm curious, what got you into college coaching after your playing career in college basketball? What was it about coaching that appealed to you?
Yeah, big thing for the coaching. It's crazy because I've never wanted to be a coach. I wanted to be a sports agent, actually. Coming out of college, I played a little bit of pro ball and tore my shoulder up, and that kind of put me into a different lane. And then when I got into the sports agency world, I was in it for about 8 months. It just didn't feel like I was helping anybody. And while I love basketball, my passion is to help. And so I was offered a coaching job, a small college coaching job, assistant position in Phoenix, and took that and just kind of fell in love with it from there. So that's kind of what got me in the game, and I really haven't looked back.
You know, when you bring up that you had an interest in being an agent potentially, it kind of gets me thinking, has it gotten to a point in basketball now as in coaching where there's kind of some traits maybe that are agent-like in a way when it comes to recruiting and bringing in players? Because it's just such a unique time in the profession right now.
For sure. There's no doubt about that. But that's also one of the unique things about BYU. And it was similar when I was at Stanford. Different reasons, but similar type of culture of when you go to BYU, you're not going there solely for basketball. Like a lot of the schools that you go to, it's a business deal. Like I go for basketball 1 year, see what I can make, try to get more money the next year, and so forth. BYU, you're coming for a lot more than that. Your values, obviously religion and those type things. And you're tied to something greater than just a basketball team or even just greater than just an education. You're with a network of people who care about you, and it's a special group, which is why you see the following that they have and they've had throughout the years. And so that was something that was really intriguing to me, knowing that you'd be able to have some roster retention as well, because, again, it's not just basketball when you choose BYU.
Do you think, though, that BYU is a place, by being in the Big 12, that it, despite maybe the uniqueness of the place, that it can still be a place that can land some heralded recruits? Because and I bring that up because your background showcases, like, you have signed some of the best prospects in the country the past few years. Do you think this place can do that as well?
No doubt. I definitely think it can. And I think you got to have the right pieces. And it was similar comparing it to Stanford, is very similar. Like Stanford was a tough place to get into. You had to have a lot of different academic things that most kids didn't want to do. But if you find the right fit, that can definitely happen. I have no doubt that we'll be able to do that here.
What do you know about the atmosphere of the Marriott Center? What have you heard about it? Do you know anything about really BYU basketball other than what you've learned maybe these past few weeks?
Yeah, well, it's funny. So my first coaching job, I mentioned, it was at an NAIA school in Phoenix, Arizona Christian University. So my last year there, in my third year, we actually came to BYU and played. And it was it was an exhibition game, and it was at least 15,000 people there. It was insane. And we were actually tied at half with them, and I believe they were a top 25 team at that point, or top 30 team. And we went in there and we're like, yeah, we're taking the crowd out of this. And the second half, I remember Jake Toulson just hit maybe two or three threes in a row, and the roof blew off the place, and we ended up losing by like 25. So I've seen it in person, and then obviously have watched it throughout the years, and there's no doubt that it's I've always known that it's a top two or three atmosphere here on the West Coast, up with the likes of the Arizona, San Diego State, Gonzaga, BYU. Those are the four teams on the West Coast that I think about when I think about elite atmospheres. So I'm super, super excited about that, and looking forward to giving the fan base something they can enjoy.
Yeah, BYU Arizona Christian 2015, I see, 103-75. It was tight. Yeah. It was right there. So it was a close game. Last thing for you, Coach, and I'll let you go because I know you're a busy man with everything that's going on. Kind of what's the next steps here for now that Coach Young is kind of all in on BYU? He'll have Big 12 spring meetings this week. And then what's kind of the next things for this group and the players and staff and for you going forward here?
Yep, I think a few things simultaneously. I think Coach Young specifically has done a great job of retention and putting his time where it needs to be and showing them the guys who were in the portal how much he values them. And I tell people all the time, the coaches, yeah, there's NIL, there's this, there's that. There's still one thing that's the most valuable resource to us that none of us have mastered yet. I don't know if we ever will, and that's your time. And he was able to spend a lot of time with those guys and show them how much that he valued them. So I think that was number one, getting that in the fold. That was the most important thing. So moving forward, we've got to continue to put a staff together. We've got to continue to put a roster together. We've got some kind of know what we want to do from a style of play wise and what we're missing from a roster spot and how we want to attack that. So we've been actively doing that. And then getting everybody there and putting a development plan together for each individual guy in the spring and just kind of working through that. And then obviously going into the 2025 recruiting class as well.
I know I said that was the last question. I got one more. Have you settled into like your offices in Provo at all, or has it just been all traveling and going everywhere you can for recruiting?
Not at all. It's been just about, I've been probably in five cities in the last couple of days. Like I haven't even picked my office out. I've actually been to the office one time. From there, everything's been remote. So I'm hoping to finish some loose ends early this week and get there full time, physically there full time starting at the end of the week.
Well, he's Coach Brandon Dunson, newest member of the BYU basketball coaching staff. Coach, exciting for this new era and looking forward to covering this program. And best of luck on putting together this roster with Coach Young.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it as well.
That's Brandon Dunson, BYU basketball assistant coach. Taking a break. We'll talk more Cougar hoops on the other side. Is BYU a basketball school now? We'll ask that question next here on Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.